96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Because it's summertime.
It's Labor Day weekend, everybody, and the unofficial end of summertime means cookouts and barbecues galore. All of the food will keep you coming back again and again. But does it have to? Do we really have to stuff ourselves at holiday gatherings like this one? Well, tonight we're talking about overeating and the serious issue that it is. My guests are Cootie Mack, fitness guru, and Tracy McWhorter, nutritionist and author of the book By Any Greens Necessary. If you have some struggles with overeating, if you are struggling with your weight, if you are dreading that Labor Day cookout on Monday and what it holds for you, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly you can comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Cootie, Tracy, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
It's great to be here.
Thank you.
Okay, Tracy, question for you. What is wrong with us? Why do we always seem to lose our minds at the barbecues, at the cookouts? Why, you know, why do we have to have two plates and then go back for more? What's going on with us in overeating?
It's a special occasion. It's that's what it means. You know, you go to a cookout, you go to these events. These are times when all bets are off, right? And it's all about the food and the gathering and having fun and letting loose. So That's traditionally what we do. And there's nothing wrong with celebrating and enjoying yourself and having food, enjoying it, having food that you might not have on a regular basis. A lot of us eat soul food on these occasions. It's not regular everyday food for us. So we look forward to having our grandmothers and our aunties and our uncles' special dish, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. So I don't think we need to feel bad or beat ourselves up about the fact that we want to kind of indulge on these special occasions. So the thing is, you don't want to make yourself sick. You don't want to stuff yourself. You want to be able to enjoy it and still be relaxed and comfortable. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that you can do is to make sure that you eat a good breakfast.
On Labor Day?
On that day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, any of these special occasion days. Yeah, you definitely
you want to eat breakfast first, and you want to have a good, wholesome breakfast, because that means that you're not waiting until you get to the cookout. Okay. And you're going to stuff yourself.
Oh, what do you think, Cootie? What's going on with our obsession with food, particularly for those of us that are trying to maintain our weight? They're trying to keep it right, keep it tight, keep it flat.
There's a confluence of things going on. You know, like Tracy said, you know, you go back to the biblical times when it was on and cracking and the prodigal son came home. They like, kill the fatted calf. And, you know, it's like, you know, we celebrate with food. That's a human thing.
Right.
That said, once we start eating these things, we're addicted to sugar. Every last one of us. We're addicted to sugar, and sugar is legal, and it's in plentiful amounts in all sorts of forms and shapes and sizes that we don't even realize. So that lemonade, the cookies, the bread, you know, it's
baked
sugar.
Baked beans.
It's in everything. Yeah. Not even just the sweet stuff, the chips, the pretzels. So what happens is when you start indulging something that you're addicted to, you're just going to keep going. You end up on a bender, whether it's, you know, cocaine or sugar, which, you know, they have a lot of similarities.
Yeah, they look alike. See, there you go.
And your brain reacts a lot alike to them, too.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about overeating, maintaining your weight during this holiday weekend and beyond. If you have a question about your weight, about maintaining your weight, about losing your weight, give us a call, because both of these folks, nutrition, fitness, now is the time to get your questions answered. Again, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tracy, talk to me about some of the health issues as it relates to overeating, not only the immediate piece, but also some of the long-term effects.
Exactly. So what we're talking about, especially in our communities, we have for Black women in particular, 50%, we're fabulous, and 50% of us are obese, 80% of us are overweight. It's very similar for Black men, and about a third of our kids are overweight. So this is a gateway for us for chronic diseases. So for heart disease, for high blood pressure, for high cholesterol, for strokes, for certain cancers. And so the issue is, it usually starts with the weight gain. And one of the most important things that we can do is to focus on eating whole foods, because what's happening is it's a lot of it is the processed foods that we're eating. It's the sugar.
Exactly.
It's the combination of fat, salt, and sugar. That's a lethal combination. That's what gets us addicted. That's in everything, and that's by design. The food industry knows that that overrides our natural biological cutoff valve, mm-hmm. right? Babies know when to stop eating.
Mm-hmm. Ah,
automatically.
Gosh, mm-hmm. when they're full, they
stop.
Mm-hmm.
But we use food for reward. We use food for when we're depressed. We use food for all types of things. And so we are taught to override that natural biological cutoff valve.
Mm-hmm.
And as we become adults, it gets harder and harder, because we're dealing with all kinds of stressors.
And pressures.
And we
addiction.
Use food. Yeah,
and
to
addiction.
Deal with that.
Let me go to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about overeating, maintaining your weight, and being healthy when it comes to food and exercise. Let's go to Allie, calling from Upper Marlboro. Allie, what's on your mind?
Hi, everybody. My question is it okay for me to go to a cookout, get my eat on, and then just work out vigorously the next day?
Awesome question. Go ahead.
Also, Cootie, are you from Poughkeepsie, New York?
I'm not. My cootie's a KUTI. It's like, it's Nigerian. The cootie that you might know is like, that might be his nickname.
Yeah, could be.
And
I get those questions sometimes.
The Nigerian cooties in Poughkeepsie, right?
And if he owes you money, I'm definitely not that guy from Poughkeepsie, New York. I don't.
Ain't nothing wrong with Poughkeepsie, New York. Thank you.
No, I'm just saying, he owes you money.
Please.
Okay, I got you. So the answer to your question is, what you really want to do, if you know you're going to a cookout on Sunday, why not roll into it with healthy momentum? Like, you know, start, you know, eat by the book Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Get one or two real vicious workouts in where you just feel like, okay, I've done this, and then sort of reward yourself with that cookout, and then come right back out of it and start eating healthy again. Because the name of the game is this. Healthy foods, on-program foods, only take about 24 hours to go through your system. That's like vegetables, fruits, such, and water, things of that nature. When they are off-program foods, the foods that...
What does that mean?
Like, because I can't criminalize food, because I love food.
Okay.
But there's certain foods that are going to get you to your health goals, and there's certain foods that are going to take you away from them.
Okay.
So the foods that take you away from them, meat, bread, sugar, processed food, those things take 48 to 72 hours to get out of your system. So if you think about it that way, if you ate, you know, ribs on Sunday at the cookout, took a plate home and ate those on Monday, you're actually stacking till about Wednesday, Thursday before that stuff can even try to process out your system before you even talk about exercising. However, you eat a salad today, drink some water, that thing's coming out of you tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So if you do that, so if you bookend your special event with proper nutrition and all that stuff, you have a better shot at mitigating how much weight you'll gain and how much you'll be derailed, and then you can get right back on program as opposed to trying to get off program. Because you know what's going to happen? You're going to wait till that cookout on Sunday, eat off program, and then Monday when you want to go work out, you got to work late. Then Tuesday when you want to go work out and run, it's going to rain. And then all of a sudden, it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So why not get ahead of it?
Okay. Well, Allie, thank you so much for your call. And
shout out to Poughkeepsie.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you. Thank you. Can we get a shout-out, please?
Oh, I just did. I just gave y'all a shout-out. Just gave you a shout-out.
Thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. LaToya calling from Northeast D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. Sorry, I have a question just regarding a person who travels a lot. So I travel a lot for work. I have no problem sort of like working out and getting the workout in. My issue is with being consistent on like a meal plan. When I'm home, I'm able to, you know, prep for the week and everything like that. But with traveling to do this for work or for fun, I get off of my game, essentially. And so what do you think are some really good practical tips for staying consistent with meal prepping even when traveling?
So when it's excellent question, and if this is a regular part of your work life, you travel often. The best thing to do is to find the places that you can eat at, whether it's at the hotel. If these are places that you stay at on a regular basis, then you should know what the restaurant at the hotel serves. You should be talking to the restaurant manager to find out what you can have that's healthier that you eat at home. Hopefully it's something that's primarily plant-based because that's healthiest. So find out what they provide, what you can get for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner. And also look up to see what the restaurants are in the area so that you're not doing it when you get there. You have to prepare to find out. And if you're staying at a place for a while, find out if you can get a refrigerator, if they have a kitchenette room that you can stay at, so you can actually go to the grocery store and prepare your own breakfast, prepare your own oatmeal, your own smoothie, your own cereal, have your snacks. And one of the things that I do while I'm actually physically in travel, so that I, you know, I'm vegan, so there's usually not a lot that I can eat at an airport anyway, is that I always have a stash. I always have a healthy stash.
Yep. Yeah.
So I have granola, I have nuts, I have raisins, I make that myself. I make my own sandwich. And I always have something like that will make me feel good while I'm traveling if I have to wait. So I always have like a nice chocolate chip cookie or a brownie or something. It's vegan, it's healthy, it's whole grain. So it's all about preparation.
Yeah, I'll give you two quick additions to that. Use technology to your side, you know, Yelp. And just say, Yelp, vegan restaurants, where are you going? Bam. And they'll just let you know all these spots. You can look at the menus on your online, on your smartphone. And like Tracy said, pack a couple apples, some trail mix, have some stuff like that, some healthy things that will kind of fill you up, give you that crunch.
I need to take a break, but thank you so much, by the way, LaToya. Good luck to you. I need to take a break, but LaShawn calling from Northeast, Valise calling from Northwest, Roslyn and Clinton, don't hang up. We will be taking your phone calls. Lines are still open. We want to try to get as many calls in as we can, even after 7:30. So give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you want to reach Cootie Mack, you can find him online at beyourbestdaily.com. That's beyourbestdaily.com. And you can contact Tracy at buyanygreensnecessary.com. Buyanygreensnecessary.com. Great book, I tell you. Great recipes, too. That kale salad, it's a monster.
Thank you.
Look, yeah. we're going to be back in just a bit. Stay with us. Don't hang up. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of your phone calls. We're going to keep you fit and fine even as we go into the Labor Day weekend and beyond. Stay with us. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac, and with a pen and pad, I compose this rhyme to hit you and to get you.